Hey there, and welcome to Bustin' Out of Breast Cancer, the podcast that empowers, educates, and inspires those impacted by breast cancer. I'm your host, Shannon Burrows, a realtor who found her purpose at the intersection of passion and pain while navigating her own breast cancer journey and is passionate about giving back to my community. Having worked with many breast cancer survivors and their families, I understand the challenges they face and the importance of raising awareness about this disease and bridging the gap between the medical and fitness industries. Join us as we share stories of survivors, caregivers, and healthcare professionals who are making a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Our goal is to raise awareness, provide resources, and create a community of support for those affected by this disease. My mission is changing the world one smile at a time. So whether you're a breast cancer survivor, a loved one, a friend, or just interested in learning more, this podcast is for you. Let's bust out of breast cancer together and make a difference in the lives of those affected by this disease. Well, hello, and welcome back to season two, episode one. If you are new here, please check out season one. And it starts with the first podcast of getting diagnosed. And I went through my entire journey of everything that I experienced and navigated and felt and struggles and overcame all of that, but then created a platform for other survivors to share their story about how they're thriving and giving back to the community as well. So go ahead and check out those episodes. And then in the meantime, just stay and listen to this one. In season two, we're going to go dive a little bit deeper into why, let's just say I fell off the face of the earth for a bit, shall we? I apologize for being gone for a hot second. And by that, I mean, since July 14th, 2022, when I did my episode on my 5-year cancer-freeversary, it was a bit of a struggle because I actually felt like, I kind of had a setback. It's kind of weird. Like, I feel like I had a setback in the sense of, I don't know, like I felt like I was being pulled in so many different directions of my life. It was super challenging to me of like who I really was. Like, I think I was having an identity crisis as to who I was between being 50, between COVID, menopause, cancer, all of the things. Like, it was a lot. Like, it was a lot for me to process. And I think it was just easier for me to kind of step back and try to figure my way through it, just like I try to help other women navigate their life as well and their struggles. This menopause thing is no joke, my friends. If you feel me, give me a high five. I'm not really feeling this at all. So yeah, I feel like between my diagnosis, COVID, menopause, turning 50, all of that, I feel like I am captain of the Hot Mess Express. Can I get a whoop whoop? Anyway, I truly believe that I had found my purpose in the intersection of passion and pain, like I discussed in every single episode. But it wasn't until I actually got back into real estate with the help of my husband telling me that I should get back into real estate. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not doing that. I am on a mission right now. I need to help bridge the gap between the medical and fitness industries. He's like, right, but you're not doing it on a big enough level. And I was like, what are you talking about? He said, you're not doing it on a big enough level. You were amazing at real estate. I don't know why you got out of it other than the fact that you had your cancer diagnosis and you took a journey through fitness, which is still fine. You can do all of those things. However, your heart and your passion lies in helping people, and you can help more people by getting back into real estate, because not only can I help them fulfill their dreams of being a homeowner or having a vacation home or start investing, I can make their dreams a reality through real estate, but it fuels me and it drives me and guides me to be able to help give back to the cancer community, not only just through breast cancer, but cancer in general and my local community, and also in the communities of others that are on the podcast and are affected by this disease. So I thought it would be even better to come back stronger and kind of explain the struggles I had in the journey of the last year of kind of like trying to really figure out who I was, what struggles I went through, how I overcame them. Maybe some I did not. I don't know. We shall see. Anyway, it really made me realize that my purpose and my passion are way bigger than just staying local here for this community and trying to give back. Yes, it's a great place for me to start. Yes, I love being able to literally help so many people with real estate, but it actually is my drive to be able to help more people. So hopefully you will stick around to this journey and realize that, you know what? I may have some other opportunities for you, not only in the cancer community, but in real estate, because you never know. Listen, ladies, listen up. If you are all about having multiple streams of income, like I am, my goal is to have 5 by the time I'm 55. I have a few more years. We should talk. because truly in my women's empowerment Facebook group, that's what I love to really talk about is, hey, how can we have multiple streams of income? We are in a society now, we're in a world that is crazy, and you never know what's going to happen. And listen, at the end of the day, do you want to be tied to someone who's going to be your boss at a 9-to-5 job? Not me. No, thank you. Not interested. Peace out. So anyway, there are several opportunities that we can discuss in another episode or two or three. But I wanted to talk about real quickly that in this season, we're going to talk to other survivors and thrivers, how they've overcome their journey, have a platform for them, but also more medical fitness professionals and the importance of really bridging that gap. I don't feel like I really dug deep into that, but, and I do want to say that I am grateful for my husband. I know I just said it on a podcast. I'm grateful for my husband for really pushing me and believing in me to be able to get back to something that I'm really super passionate about. I would love to dive in a little bit deeper into that, topic, but, I just want to take a pause for a second because we are having sponsored episodes this season. And I want to go ahead and take a real quick pause to give a moment for our sponsor.
This podcast is sponsored by the Shannon Burroughs Real Estate Group, where we are committed to changing the world one smile at a time and giving back to breast cancer and our communities. Did you know that Shannon Burroughs, our founder and lead realtor, is a breast cancer survivor? Shannon found her purpose at the intersection of passion and pain while navigating her own journey and wants to give back and help others. At the Shannon Burroughs Real Estate Group, we're dedicated to providing exceptional service to our clients while also making a positive impact in our community. For every home sold, a portion of our commission goes towards supporting breast cancer organizations to help women on a local level and be a resource through their journey. We believe that everyone deserves a safe, comfortable, and happy home, and we're here to help make that a reality. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in a real estate, we'll be with you every step of the way. And when you're working with us, you will not only be supporting your own goals, but also helping others through their breast cancer. So choose the Shannon Burroughs Real Estate Group, where you can trust that your dreams and values are in good hands. No matter where you live, we can help you. Visit our website at shannonburroughs.com or give us a call today at 561-494-6389 to learn more.
All right, welcome back. So yes, Shannon Burroughs Group of Keller Williams in Florida is going to be sponsoring this podcast. Why? Because why not sponsor my own podcast? Hello. Yes, that's right. You too can sponsor your own podcast. So let's talk about, okay. So first of all, let me reverse back. Like, I feel like I have so much that I want to tell you. And yes, I have some notes, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, I just want to get it all out right now. Like, I want to regurgitate it. Okay. So very important. We all know that those that want to get bigger, get better, and do all of those things, they have a coach, right? Michael Jordan has a coach. You have a gymnastics coach. You have a business coach. You have a running coach. You have all the tutors, whatever it is that you need to get better. Well, I strive each and every day to be a better version of myself. And I really struggle with the fact that I feel like I'm not doing enough to help and give back, even though I know I do a lot, but I really struggle with that because I do feel like I want to squirrel out left, right, around in circles and whatnot, because I have so many thoughts, ideas, plans. And so I hired some coaches. I did. As much as I love coaching everybody else, I too love to be coached because it keeps me guided. It keeps me focused. It keeps me accountable. And I love that. And I have had three coaches, actually. Two of them I have at the same time. And one of them I have had, his name is Hudson. There was a program we did in real estate and it's called Bold. And it's really dialing into, you know, your bigger self and being able to give you the tools, resources, and whatnot to help you grow and really expand and grow into who you are and who you were meant to be in this world and how you can give back. So anyway, he was amazing. He still is. And so I think I'm going to have a couple of my coaches on here because they really help dive into the whole mindset aspect of things, goal setting, accountability. And I want to be able to share that with you because why not? Hello, I want to help to educate, empower, inspire you, do all of those things to become a better version of yourself. That's how I am going to change this world one smile at a time. And those of you that have not listened to previous episodes, do you even know what changing the world one smile at a time means? SMILE stands for Simply Making Individual Lifestyle Enhancements. Yes, that's it. It's that simple. Simply Making Individual Lifestyle Enhancements. So I just want to change the world one smile at a time just by doing that. Whether it's books that I've read, whether it's sharing different challenges and obstacles that I've overcome, whether it's challenges and obstacles that friends of mine have gone through and we overcame them together, coaching opportunities, whatever that is, I want to be able to share that with you and help you. And if you need additional help, by all means, you know how to reach me, smile@shannonbrose.com. In the meantime, just stick around and listen to the episodes. Season 2 is going to be, I think, pretty exciting, in my opinion. It's just my opinion. But, you know, that's all I really care about is my opinion. Because you know what? Others don't really matter. You're not paying my bills. Anyway, so stick around for fun. Yes, I am known as Shannon Bros, your favorite fun realtor, but also the one who wants the best life for you. Whatever that looks like for you. I want to help you get there. I want to help guide you there. I want to help by sharing all the things that I've gone through and maybe things that will work for you as well. One of them is a book called The One Thing. It was written by Gary Keller and Jay Papazian. And yes, they happen to be with, yes, Gary Keller's Keller Williams, obviously, but it's not a real estate book. It really is prioritizing the important things in your life when you come down to spiritual, financial, mental, your health and fitness, all of those, like the different categories in your life. And it really talks about what's the one thing that you need to do right now that is going to get you to the next level that you either never going to have to do it again, or it's going to make it that much easier. And that was a book that really stuck with me. I told my coach at the end of, I guess it was the beginning of fourth quarter of 2022, that one of my goals is to make sure that I get up and I read. I really felt like I was lacking that personal development. Even though I do the personal development on podcasts, there's something to be said about simply reading a book and highlighting or taking notes or going back and having those ahas, which I've had a shit ton of for like the last year, a lot of ahas. Sorry if you're offended by that. If you are, you probably shouldn't come back. Anyway, I've had a lot of ahas and they've been so exciting. It makes me feel so good to have those ahas because I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, it's really happening. I'm so evolving and so going to make a difference in so many people's lives. And it kind of almost scares me, like to the point, like it's so freaking exciting. Anyway, so with that being said, I wanted to share with you that book called The One Thing, because I really focused on the different categories in my life. I would get up at 5. I changed my habits of, you know, sleeping until like 6-ish because I could, because I was working from home, but that wasn't really serving me. It wasn't serving me. It wasn't serving my purpose, who I wanted to be and where I wanted to go. So I said, Shannon, the only person that can change that is you. So get your butt out of bed. So I changed it to 5 o'clock again, which is better than 4 o'clock when I used to get up at 4, because that's getting a little old on the body. Anyway, and it worked out perfect because it was right at Christmas time. So I would get up with Bella, my puppy, and we'd go downstairs by myself because I want the whole house to myself. I don't want anybody around. I don't want you to talk to me. I don't want you to look at me. I don't even want your presence. I just want to feel like I have this moment to myself. Do you feel me? Do you ever have that? Do you get that? Let's just start with that. Do you get that time to yourself to kind of just like, just start your day in your own thoughts and your own mind? If you don't, I highly recommend starting it, trying it. Just try it one day a week. Even you're gonna be like, oh my God, this is amazing. Yeah, it is. So I would get up in the morning. I'd sit by one of my Christmas trees with my little coffee and my puppy and my blanket. Life was amazing. Anyway, it was really life-changing. And that's when I really started to like recognize that that's when things were changing for me. And I realized, so from that time of July to December, I was really going through a lot. I was going through the transition period of like feeling lost, getting back into real estate. I was still involved in real estate, just not at the level of production that I am currently doing now, which I'm so excited I got back into. So started reading The One Thing, realized that this is my happy time. This is my happy place. And this is what I need to do for myself to take me to the next time block of my day, which is my fitness. So I do my mental, which is my reading and my self-development. Then I go into my exercise, whether it's weights, whether it's walking or both, whatever that is. And then I go into the next time block of my day, which is when I do my sit down for my 3 hours of my relationship management, of talking to the people and asking how I can help them or how we can work together in business, so on and so forth. And you know what? Is there anybody that you know that I might be able to help with their real estate needs? Because at the end of the day, that's all I want to do is help people. I don't care how I'm helping you. I just want to help you. Although cleaning is not really on that category list, so please don't call me for that. Anyway, so yeah, so that book was really life-changing for me. So if I can share with you different tools that I've learned to manage my time management, my self-awareness, my self-development, I want to be able to do that for you right here. Whether you're going through cancer or whether you're just going through some struggles and we're friends and we hang out and you're like, oh, that's how you do it. Yeah, that's how I do it. I also have learned to not really care at all what anybody thinks, which is super empowering. Try that out too. But start with the one thing. Great book, super easy read. The other one is The Go-Giver, which I'm sure you've all read, by Bob Berg. I had him on a coaching. I got to actually be on a phone call with him, which was actually really cool. He's a great guy. So anyway, what I wanted to dive into real quick is I have something really, really big that I've been working on. And by working on, meaning I've been trying to jump through the hoops of how I need to get there, how I need to do that, because I had a vision. And once again, I had these ahas going through Bold. And I was like, I want a community to be able to help, support, and refer throughout the entire world. I know. You're like, whatever, Shannon, that's a little big and aggressive. Yeah, but guess what? Go big or go home. You only live once. What am I going to do? Just start small? Yeah, I tried that. It was great for the time being, but I didn't feel like that's all I had to give. Like, I feel like I have so much more to give. So if I can step out of my own way and ask my coaches for help and guide me in the direction that I need to be to speak to the right person, well, then damn it, I'm doing it. Lead, follower, get out of the way. That's how I roll. Boom, 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 boom. Choo-choo, choo-choo. So I spoke with one of my coaches, Coach Hudson, and he guided me to a person that I could speak with in the higher ups of Keller Williams worldwide. So exciting. And I hate to tell you, I don't hate to tell you, I'm just kidding. I'm super excited to tell you. I'm almost scared to tell you at the same time because it hasn't really been official yet, but I am going to be launching a cancer community within the entire Keller Williams worldwide international. That's right. I'm going to start it. I'm going to build it. I'm going to grow it. And it's going to be the most robust referral network anywhere. And wait for this, wait for it. I am going to be partnering with the Cancer Exercise Training Institute. We don't have all the details yet, but I know what I want. I have a path. I'm not going to tell you all the details because I don't have it like all the way down. I just have all my notes, and I'm going to be launching it in August at our mega camp, which is in Texas. And I'm really excited and really scared all at the same time. And I would love more than anything to have your support. So if you happen to be a realtor and you're listening, or you're with Keller Williams and you're listening, or if you're just a survivor and you're like, wait, what are you doing? Please message me on Instagram or Facebook or email me. I don't care. Do all the things. All my links obviously are going to be in the podcast notes, but I would love for your help, your support, and cheering on, because there's going to be times I'm going to be super overwhelmed to be like, oh my gosh, what have I done? Yeah, I've done exactly what I wanted to do. And that's bridge the gap between the medical and fitness industries in the entire world. I'm not going to tell you how that's going to happen right yet. You're going to have to stick around for more. But yeah, so that's what I've been working on. So that's why I've been kind of a crickets over here. So I apologize for that, but I've been working on big things that I wanted to be able to bring to you and others in the cancer community and the community as a whole, because there are going to be so many more events that I'm going to do in the community. And if you want to do an event similar to that, by all means, reach out to me. I'm happy. We can go through a playbook together, you know, help you, guide you, and do all that to be able to help the cancer community as well. So that's what I have in a nutshell so far. So yes, we will still be doing Thriver Stories and platforms for that. We're going to bring on more medical professionals, fitness professionals, really show them and teach them and educate them on how they can help bridge that gap, because there are so many loan programs now called Hometown Heroes that we can work together on that. That's all I'm going to tell you for now. No more. I feel like I've dropped enough nuggets for you. Anyway, so that's what's going on here. I hope that this hasn't been super overwhelming for you and you're as excited about it as I am. I know you're probably like, I don't even know, really know what you're talking about, Shannon, because last I knew you were just hosting this for survivors. Yeah, I was, and I still am, except for I'm growing, expanding, and evolving, because that's what life is all about. That's what we should all be doing. Evolving, expanding, growing. And if you're stuck in a rut, let's chat. I got you. I love, love, love talking business strategy and business development. Like, I love that. Love that. And I can't wait to tell you about some other income streams that I'm working on as well. And that, you know what? Maybe you're interested as well. Who knows? I'm all about sharing everything I have to help and educate and empower and inspire other women as well. So I think that's enough for now. I mean, by enough, meaning like, I think that's a lot of information to process. Again, if you are new to this podcast, I have a lot of energy. I'm not very scripted in the sense of like, I'm going to read an entire script word by word. I have my bullet points. I go through them. I get really excited about things and then I have to dial it back. And if you've been around for a while, thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate your support. And thank you for understanding and appreciating me. So just remember that Shannon Burrows Group sponsors this podcast, and I would love to be able to help you any way I can. We are able to help anybody in the entire world. So if you have friends, family, coworkers, whatever, that need help with real estate needs, let me know. I can help with buying, selling, investing, and I'm all about referrals, because at the end of the day, this is what this world is about, is referrals. Everybody wants referrals. Every single business is built on referrals. I don't care who you are, what business you're in. Every business is built on referrals and capturing all of your information. You know it. I just had this conversation in my coaching call the other day, telling other people, don't be afraid. What are you afraid of? This is your business, your life, your livelihood. You pay your bills, nobody else. Anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you for sticking around. I hope you go get the book, The One Thing. I will put a link in the podcast notes for that. And yeah, go ahead, download it. Audible, whatever works for you, whatever makes you happy. Thank you so much for joining me on season 2, episode 1. I look forward to the season and talking to so many different survivors and so many professionals in the community. So if you have anyone, holla, holla. In the meantime, I just wanted to say thank you so much for joining us on Busting Out of Breast Cancer. We hope you found your podcast informative, uplifting, and inspiring. We want to remind you that you are not alone in this fight against breast cancer. If you or someone you know needs support, please reach out to a healthcare professional, breast cancer support organization, or me. I'm always happy and available to listen, chat, and help out any way I can. Remember, early detection is key, so please, please schedule your regular breast cancer screenings. And if you're in the market for a new home, looking to sell, or start investing, don't hesitate to contact me, your favorite fun realtor and podcast host. Together, we can make your real estate dreams a reality and make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest, reach out to us at smile@shannonburrows.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you on the next week of Busting Out of Breast Cancer.